Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pastors for Punch TV with host Joy Brown. We had an excellent, amazing, stupendous, phenomenal show yesterday, and today's show is going to be even better. So now we're going to go ahead and introduce our host, Ms. Joy Brown. How are you doing today, Ms. Joy?
Just wonderful. What a fabulous day it's been. And like the Bible says, this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. How are you today?
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. I'm just so excited about this show and being able to talk about pastors and religion and talk to pastors, get some people to call in. We know we have some people who are watching or listening to this show on their computers. So if you're listening to this show on the computer and you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to give us a call. Give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. And please remember to press 1 so that we know you want to join the conversation and not just listen. If you want to listen, that's fine. But if you want to join the conversation, press 1. So what do we have today for our topic of discussion, Ms. Joy?
Well, we are going to talk about how Punch TV Studio is making it possible for pastors to call in so we can, quote, unquote, interview them, talk about their church's history so we can start documentary our church history, because our church history, like Mr. Collins said, is getting lost. You know, sometimes you could join a church and you may not know why that church is so powerful, so energetic, and why the church is functioning like it is, whether it's attracting entrepreneurs or is attracting people that has came off the street. You know, every church has its personality wherever you go. So the documentary, the history of a church is very important, because sometimes we try to weed out the old seniors, the old saints, as we call them, out of the church, because we think their ideas are not relevant to the church of the growing church now, and your young people are coming in, and it's like setting a trend in the church. But history, how did this church get started? You know, this pastor may have had taken over from another pastor that may have died, or maybe he stepped down. You know, it's just like Moses and Joshua. God used Moses initially to bring the children of Israel to a place where they say a promised land. But as you read in the Bible, Moses wasn't the one that took them over. It was Joshua that took them over. And the Bible talks about a lot of the older Israelites that they had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. I'm not trying to preach, but we're talking about history. It says those people wandered around in that wilderness for so long. It was complaining, murmuring. And God said, you know what? I'm not letting y'all go to a place that's flowing with milk and honey, because you don't even trust me. You don't even believe me. So he cut them off, and he allowed just the younger generation to pass over. And they had little or nothing. They were so energetic, ready to go. And Joshua and Caleb, being the oldest of this generation, brought them over and had to teach them what their fathers and forefathers had went through to get to where they are. So it is with our churches. A lot of the young people don't even know the history of the church. And
you
not
are
just a building.
Some jewels.
Yeah, and it's not just a building. It's actually history of the church, of spirituality. They don't know it.
Mm. You are dropping some jewels on us. So, again, we have quite a few listeners on the line today for this show. I guess we put the word out. We created the buzz. Now, again, if you are just now, if you're listening to the show, that's fine. We love our listeners. But remember, this is a conversation. If you like to jump in into the punch bowl, if you're a pastor who's listening, if you're someone who has an opinion on the church, feel free to join the conversation. If you're listening, please press 1 so that we know you want to join the conversation as opposed to just listen. Wow, Joy, you are dropping some jewels on us today. Now, we do have a caller who wants to join the conversation. Is it okay for us to go ahead and let the caller in?
Oh, yes. We would love to hear it. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, caller. You are on.
Yeah, this is Pastor Christopher Smith. The name of my ministry is called Prophetic Shift Ministry. Pastor Joseph Collins called me and let me know about this radio show, and I just wanted to call and to encourage you to say that what you're talking about is very deep, and the problem, what you're talking about, the young people, is the young people does not know the history, you know, of what you were talking about. They don't know it. They know more about Jay-Z and Beyonce than what you're talking about. You're talking about, so what you said was correctly, and I just come to get the knowledge and understanding. You know, I just come just to listen, you know, just to suck it up like a sponge. That's what I just come to glean off of it.
Thank you. Awesome. So Mr. Collins invited you on the talk show, and we do thank our CEO. He works harder than anybody I know.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that he had called me because I was listening to Bishop Noel Jones, and he was preaching a sermon called Don't Give Up. And I listened to it, and then he was dealing with another sermon called Temptation. I was listening to it, and all of a sudden I look up, Pastor Joseph Collins was calling me.
Well, we are so thankful that you joined us on our show today. I'm very happy to know that. Thank you.
Absolutely. But it is. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your ministry and what you have going on.
In my ministry, I deal in the prophetic realm. I deal in the prophetic realm. I speak into different people's lives, different preachers, different. From across the Oakland, you go from Oakland, you know, where the Lord lead me, I just prophesy into their life and tell them what the Lord is saying in this hour. But my main thing is in the prophetic is I don't say nothing unless the Lord lead me to say it to them. You know, because, and I tell people, you have to understand when you're walking in the prophetic realm, because two things the anointing will do for you. It'll make a way for you and kill you at the same time.
Yes.
And you got to be careful how to handle the anointing. You know, because if the Lord does not tell you anything, you can't speak into nobody's life. Because one must hear from God, you know. And so my ministry is basically dealing with young people that's been abused and battered, gang members that are on the street, like basically street ministry. I have an awesome street ministry. I talk to killers on the street, not, you know, that been abused and battered, because one thing I tell people time, if somebody walk up to your chair and said a gangster don't cry, I beg you different. Yes, they do, but they know you hear from God. I don't see them hug me. I give you one example real fast. I was living in my USC over in that neighborhood. It was a blood neighborhood, and one of the young men, when I went to the neighborhood, one of the young men hit me up, but little did he know that I was going to stand at the head of his casket.
Wow.
You know? And so it is deeper. And I was telling Pastor Joseph Collins that a young lady that I got to get her to, y'all. I got to hear this young lady. Her name is LaDiamond Mosley. And she got 2 degrees. And from the age of 6 years old, from her testimony, how her mother did not raise them, and how her sister, at the age of, I think, the age of 14, her mother sent her sister to her. And she had to raise her sister. And right now, her sister's at Alabama State College right now. And I was telling Pastor Joseph Collins about her story. And he said, man, that's heavy. Her story is heavy. It was so heavy,
right.
I had to bring her on. If you hear the young lady and you hear her testimony, how she raised her 14-year-old sister because she cooked a young lady at Alabama State right now. And her brother just went to Alabama State, guess what, just this week. Mm-hmm. And for some odd reason I got to get her to y'all. You hear her story, it gonna make you cry.
And that's what a testimony does. It brings relevance to someone else's situation, and that's why the Bible says that we overcome by the words of our testimony. Because when He allows you to share, that's what a testimony is testimony. Is testing and allows you to give something that you went through, but it also helps to show somebody how He can transform that life from where you were, because that's what He does. He transforms lives, not conform, but He transforms life. So in order for somebody to know that your life has been transformed, you have to talk about it. Talk about what happened and after this, then what happened. So you never tell a story without giving a point to somebody. You're telling a story to show them that there's a way. And that's what we're here to talk about on the pastors for a Punch TV studio, because there's so many pastors and prophetic ministries that we have that that to other people it may seem insignificant, but when you begin to share what you have and what and how God has brought you out and how many people's lives have been touched by the things that have happened, then that's when you begin to start winning souls. And that's why this show is presented to pastors, because pastors have influence over the sheep. And what we are endeavoring to do with our program, because we are in the midst of history right now. Is that right, Ms. Sharifa? We're establishing history with Punch TV.
We have changed history.
And that means is one. I was in a school of prophets maybe about 5 years ago. He said the last stronghold that is coming against the church is the stronghold of breaking poverty before the church really is going to be raptured. It's breaking poverty, because there's no way that we should be here and not have the finances that we need to help those that are in need. That's what we're here for. You know, so what Punch TV Studio is offering to our pastors is, I always say, a partnership or covenant to become investors in the company. And when you become an investor in the company, that means it's in the midst of the IPO, initial public offering, and we want to be able to help our churches to be able to be qualified to be able to help those that are in need. So Punch TV Studio, we're at the right place at the right time. And, yes, we are making history, because we're one of the first African-American church, I mean African-American business that has offered the urban community to buy shares in the company for $1 a share. That's unheard of.
So
I tell people a lot of time, it's not that a dollar is cheap. It's a dollar is set so you can buy more shares in the company. And I let people know, this is for an investment that you're doing. You're investing in yourself. For an investment means you're not looking for the return to come tomorrow, but you have put something out so in 3 years or something, whatever you have planned to do, you can pay off your church. You can build a community of apartments or housing for those that come into your sanctuary that don't have a place to stay. You won't have to turn down nobody if somebody need a car. You can have your own car lot. Put it on your own pay system, so when people come into your church, their lives will be changed because they walked in something they didn't think was possible. Your body, your church is supposed to make the Bible real, the Word of God real. That
sure.
when he says that he can supply all your needs, then you come in here and you got a need. Whether you're on drugs or whatever it is, we have a rehab for you. Not a nine step,
mm-hmm.
but total restoration.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should be putting ourselves in a position to do that. And that's why the pastors that we're looking for you to come for, because your dream is right in the middle of this vision that Mr. Collins has. This is a vision that God gave him. And I want to, and we're a part of it. So we're here to just support the vision of the visionary.
Yeah, and when he told me about the radio show, and I guess he said he had just started it, and I commended him, and I encouraged him, because I say that, you know, I told him that he was pregnant with a dream.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
He was giving birth to a dream, you know what I'm about? And I said the entire day, he was minding his own business, but God saw fit that he had to give birth. You know what I'm about? He had to go through some pain. But he had
exactly.
to give birth to it. You know, and anytime you give birth to a vision, there's going to be a fight behind the birth pain. You know, it's a process.
That's right. Right. Yeah, there's a labor pain.
So, and so when I texted the thing with, I think it's Pastor Joyce Brown, I think.
Yeah, Joy Brown, that's me.
Okay, I seen it when he texted me. He texted me to me, and I thought it was awesome because it said, hey, he got you on there. It was a blessing, you know?
It is. It's the right time at the right place. You know, whenever they say whenever God gives you something to do, if one thing you don't have to worry about is a provision. If he puts you in a position, he's already made the provision.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. He's manifesting himself. And we have an awesome staff. I don't know what I would do if I didn't have Sharifa behind me right now.
to do oh, that is so sweet. That is very sweet. Thank you.
Yes, you know, Sister Sharifa. I don't know.
Sister Sharifa.
I don't know her, but I'm picking up your spirit that you are a powerful woman. You're powerful.
Yeah. She is.
And the Lord said there's more to you than meet the eye.
Yes. Mm. I received that.
There's more to you than meet the eye. Mm. But the Lord's not through with you yet. Because there's a testimony on the inside of you that God's going to bring out of you. Am I talking to you?
Yes, amen. I'm receiving. I'm waiting for more. This
I'm
is
not
good.
Gonna,
never expected
I'm
it.
Not gonna, I'm not going to say nothing that the Lord don't tell me. I just let him let it say. Now, let's see. He let me walk through this. Pastor Brown, I want to say this to you before I get back to Sister Teresa. When I heard you talking, I see you writing a book, and I see the Lord have you traveling to certain places.
Yes.
And God said there are going to be many open doors. God, I thank you. There are going to be many open doors for you. Many open doors. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand you because you're very outspoken. You're going to say what's on your heart, said the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But God said this is going to be your traveling season.
Oh, wow.
Get ready to pack your bag because you're getting ready to travel.
Okay.
And God said, I'm getting ready to open more doors for you, more doors. More opportunities are coming your way.
Thank you.
And I'm going to bring healing in your family, said God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God said, deliverance is near, said God.
Thank you.
Worry no more. There's some things you've been praying to God for secretly and privately. and God told me to tell you. He gonna answer. Don't be surprised when you get that phone call of good news. Don't be surprised when you get that phone call of that loved one has been delivered and set free.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God said, I'm getting ready to straighten out some things for you privately. There's some things you need God to straighten out. You need God to straighten it out.
Yes.
And while you're trying to figure it out, he's going to work it out.
Hallelujah.
He's going to work
Thank
it
you.
Out. Yes, simple. Because your answer to prayer is near. But God said, keep on praying because he hears
yes.
you. Just pray.
Yes.
Because God want to turn some things around for you. He want to turn some things around for you. He want to turn your life upside down. Because God wants to blow your mind in this season. And this season going to blow your mind. Because there's deeper revelation coming. A lot of pastors not going to receive you in their church because of what you know. You're not blind to the truth.
Thank you.
You won't sugarcoat the truth. You're not going to steam God's people. That's why they don't understand you, because God said, because you won't hijack them secretly. God, that's your
right.
presence.
Thank you.
Because you stand for the truth. But
Amen.
You
yes, I do. Amen.
Thank you.
You are who you are. Yeah. There ain't no mask here. Ain't no mask here. What you
yes.
see is what you're going to get.
Right.
You don't like to deal with counterfeiters and fake and phony folks. You ain't got
no,
time
for real. That's right.
Ain't no time for no games here.
You
and
are
I
definitely
said,
real, Miss Joy.
I wasn't always saved. I wasn't always saved. If God delivered me, they don't
Amen.
Know your story. God,
I was trying to learn her story. That's right. Preach.
God, I thank you.
Oh, wow. That is
God,
powerful.
God,
I accept every.
God wants me to encourage your spirit. He told me your spirit
you.
Need to be encouraged. But God sets you up. He sets you up.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
Today.
I believe that.
God, I thank you.
You needed some encouragement. I'm here to give you some encouragement.
Yes,
this is about. We can do
and
this
God
together.
You know
I need
worship.
Some encouragement. Don't you know that, Sharifa? Yes, ma'am.
Go into worship. Pastor Brown,
That's
God wants
good.
You to go into worship. He wants you to go into worship.
Yes.
He wants you to go into worship.
Awesome.
Every battle he's going to fight for you.
Yeah.
Every battle is going to fight for you.
I believe that. I honestly believe that.
This is his fight. See, when you're going to work, you break down strong codes.
Yeah.
Put the devil to running. God, I love him today.
Well, this is the pastor's... This is the pastor's fun TV. So I don't know.
This is
what,
a blessing. This
I can't
so
say what
I
you're expecting.
Anything
I know
like that.
What I'm looking for him to do. I just see a third of what we're trying to do coming from pastors. You know, I told Mr. Collins, what we're looking for, the investment, I know the completion has to come through this way. So I'm happy to be your host on for the pastors, and it wasn't my choice. And that's when sometimes you, I heard Ms. Sharisha tell me one day, she said, "Joy, stop running from what you're supposed to be doing."
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm not running, you know, but I know how the spirit that I have and whatever God has for me, I'm going to step in it. You know, I might have little shaky boots on my, and I might get a little nervous and beforehand, but I know when God has a door open for you, that, like the Bible said, is more than you can even imagine or you can even think. He has it. He has so much to give you. That's why the Bible said it is impossible to please God without faith.
that he that come to God must believe that he is God and he is a rewarder. He doesn't give awards. He rewards. So this is one of the rewards that he's given. But it's been so powerful already, Miss Sharifa. What are we going to do next?
Yes. We working through this right now, but just back to what you were saying about you stepping through those doors. Just remember, you're not stepping through those doors alone. You have the full protection and armor of God. You have the full support of Place TV Studios. I'm right here holding your hand every step of the way. We're going to do this together, and we're going to make it happen.
Yes. We're going to make
it
happen.
And you're going to be doing some traveling.
I know. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah,
so what
about Colin,
what do I need to focus on?
Okay, Pastor Collins, what I kept seeing with Pastor Collins is I keep seeing a Punch TV talk show, you know? I just keep seeing it. And he got to step into it.
Yes.
And that's going to be another door, wide door going to open up for him, you know? Because what I keep seeing.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And thank God for him, and thank God.
No, I know. I exactly agree, because I've been working with
Punch
TV Studios.
Mm-hmm. Because I see it. I see him doing a talk show.
Yes. But after working with Punch TV Studios and Mr. Collins for 4 years, one of the things that I always tell people that being a part of Punch TV Studios is not a job, it's not a career, it's a calling. You have to be called to do what we do, because we're changing lives and we're ministering to people's lives and their spirits so they can have a change through what we're doing. So I definitely that what we're doing is spiritual. This is a spiritual thing that we're doing here at Punch TV Studios.
It is. It's divine, orchestrated.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's what it is. Well, what about a commercial now? I need to take a drink of water.
Get your water on the air. So, Pastor, you are wonderful. Don't run away so soon, please. And we can just hold you for a couple more minutes. We're having such a wonderful time being able to get your views on what we're doing at Punch TV Studios. We have a couple more questions for you. We're going to stop for a brief commercial break, and then we will be right back.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. We have a network of television stations around the country. And today, we are proud to announce that we have just launched our newest television station across all of Southern California. KILM is the new Punch TV. Check your local listings on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Charter, Frontier, and over the air for free. From the desert to the sea, it's Punch TV. For more information on the second phase of the Punch TV Studio stock offering for only $1 per share, call 310-419-5914, 310-419-5914, or log on to PunchTVStudios.com. That's Punch TV. I'm Joseph Collins, CEO.
We are back from our commercial break. Looks like we had a few technical difficulties there, but we are back. And if you are just now tuning in to the Pastors for Punch TV, let me tell you, you have missed out on an incredible first half hour. That's fine. The second hour is going to be just as wonderful as the first half hour. And we're going to go back to our conversation with the Pastors for Punch TV and host Joy Brown.
Hi, yes, this is a time to come and just be with us. But I want to leave something with you that is so important, because we're needing to reach out to pastors everywhere. I don't know if you network with pastors or someone that you can call and say, I need you to call Punch TV Studio because they're interviewing pastors on their talk show and they're phenomenal hosts there. And what one thing that we are doing is encouraging pastors to document the histories of the churches. And the second thing that we want to encourage pastors to do is to be investors in Punch TV Studio. So that means we have a campaign that's running now where the pastors are literally asking their parishioners or the congregations to come and invest in Punch TV Studio. And we need to talk to our pastors about how they can be a part of this network, Punch TV Studio, because this is just a glimpse of what you're seeing now. You really haven't seen what God is really doing with this this production and how he's really using our CEO to just network with so many people. I just talked to a pastor today, and I told her to go to the website, and she's seen quite a few celebrities. I said, this is this common ground for Punch TV Studio. It's not something that we just put out there. These are people that our CEO and Punch have. This is our networking ground. And when you can get that type of people, this is Hollywood church. This is what it is. And someone asked me the other day, how do I feel? My fact was, Ms. Reza asked me, how does it feel when you are taught that, you know, networking with Hollywood is, in the past, was a sin? I said, well, sometimes it's the way you're taught and the way you perceive things. But as you grow older, you find out, I said, this is our seed ground. This, the Bible says, make friends with people with manna.
Yeah.
Who got the money? You know? So you have to go to those that have the money to support what you're doing. And then it's your light that shines, that illuminates in dark places. It's who you are. When Christ began to use you and to cause your light to shine, you shine the light on people that you become irresistible. And when you become irresistible, that's what Jesus did. He went out, and that's why the Pharisees and Sadducees, they couldn't stand him, because he said, how are you going to, you know, sit around with these type of people? Prostitutes. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, you know. Matthew, a tax collector, you know, all these disciples that he recruited, and he converted them. And he sent them out to do what he did. And that's what they did. They turned the world around. That's what you're here to do. And that's what we're here to do with Punch TV. To turn the world around.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I say world, but we are a nation of people that's going to come in and change ordinary people to be incredible people.
Absolutely. Amen, amen, amen. I definitely agree. But, you know, one of the things that I look at as far as spirituality in regards to entertainment is that a lot of things are a tool. So, for instance, if you have a hammer could be used to harm somebody or it could be used to build a house. It's all in what you use that tool to do. You know, so when we use our tools and our resources and all our talents to build a television network that is positive and that is changing people's lives, I believe that's a wonderful thing. That's why it's part of my personal goal to take Punch TV Studios so far beyond what most people can even imagine,
That's my goal. I want us to change the world. What are your views, Pastor, on entertainment in regards to spirituality? Because there are still some pastors in some churches who feel like anything in Hollywood is just the devil's playground.
What I feel, because I used to be in the music entertainment business, so dealing with rap and all that stuff. And I have no problem with it because I feel that number one is that there's just another open door. And that's a platform that God will use to save and deliver, because I had the opportunity to meet Katy Perry's mom and dad. And her mom reached out to me. Mama reached out to me, signed her book for me, and heard her minister. Katy Perry's daddy and mom, a lot of people don't know that, they walk in the prophetic. You know, they prophesy.
Hmm.
And,
oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know that the preacher was on Preacher VLA, the skateboard preacher.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I sat under his ministry. He told me he told me to sit under me. He said sit under me, and he said he told me to sit on the walkway. You know, about, and that's how I met him, and stuff like that. So that's how I knew the inside of appearance of mom and dad. You know, when I heard him, it was powerful. And her mama reached out to me, you know. And so I feel that number one is in the entertainment industry, a lot of people don't understand is that you are the light in the midst of darkness. You know what I'm talking about? And so the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Now, if the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, that means that number one is you got to step into it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's there.
You know what I'm talking about? It's there. So number one is that they're not going to come to you. You got to go to them.
Right. Okay.
You know, because giving is attractive.
Mm.
You know, and so if a lot of preachers got a problem with, that Hollywood is a sin, or whoop, 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 you know, that's their problem. Because number one, a lot of them don't want to step out. You know, when the Bible said go into all the world, you know, he didn't just say go to a certain place. You know, talking about a certain wealthy neighborhood, you got to go into all the world. You know, talking about that's a mandate. You know, talking about so if you know, Titus in Titus chapter 1 and 5, when Paul told us that I left here in Crete. You know, talking about to ordain elders in every city. That means a point. You know, talking about so that was a mandate. You know, talking about so
yes,
my perspective on it. I think it's a good thing, and I think it's one of the best tools in the world.
Right. That's right.
And you don't know who God's gonna use to bless your ministry. You don't know who he's gonna use. He can use a homeless man. You know, he can use a billionaire. He can use a trillionaire. Your spirit got to be open. If you're not open, then the spirit ain't got nothing to work with. So you got to stay open. You come out because that billionaire may need the deliverance that you got. May need that.
That's true.
To break your
right.
Life. You come out.
Right. Is that? So that's right.
You got to stay open. So with Pastor Joseph Collins, a lot of people will say, especially ones out here in L.A., say, "Oh, I wouldn't do that, man. I wouldn't do that." No. When he called me, the Lord had me encourage him, speak a word into his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what he's doing, Pastor Joseph Collins, I commend him.
Right. Because it's outside the walls. We, and I know I've been guilty of that before, because when you get in the habit of going, quote unquote, to church every Sunday on Wednesday and you get stuck right there, you don't go outside the walls, you know. You're supposed to go outside and win souls, but those that are already in there have already been drawn. But it's outside the walls is where we should be.
Yeah, but
the highways.
Well, see, the thing is, my ministry, when I pastored my first church, I told them, I said, don't expect me to stand behind the pulpit every Sunday. They got to stare at me because I hung out with the prostitutes and the drug dealers right across the street. Mm-hmm. And I said, these people right here, they want real church. That's real church. Not stand behind that pulpit every Sunday. I don't believe that. I believe my ministry is street ministry. That's what my calling is, street ministry.
Right.
That's what I do. My greatest pulpit becomes street ministry.
Right.
That's my greatest pulpit right there. Because the thing is, a lot of them so stuck up in the four walls. They're so stuck up in there. But they don't realize the mandate is to get out there in the street. But they won't do it.
Right.
They won't do it. I know a lot of pastors out here in the city, not a lot of them. But they do all their talking in the pulpit, but when talking about hit the street, you know, they say that. One young preacher, one of the hottest young preachers out here, pastors, somebody in his neighborhood, they wrote graffiti on his church.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of preachers were saying that was a shame. And I said, when I told him, I said, it's time to hit the street, he didn't respond to me.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Didn't
mean to cut you off. I apologize, but I just wanted to kind of
jump back to
the show we had yesterday. And I think the main topic that we had for yesterday's show was we were discussing millennials and how it's being said that the millennial generation is the largest generation of people who are turning away from religion. What are some of your thoughts on that, if any?
I agree with it because, you know, I agree with it is because, number one, is the Bible say that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. But they have no understanding of who he is. No identity of who the Messiah is. Because the thing is, you go in that Bible, I say you go in that Bible, his name is Jah. The Messiah is in the Bible. His name is Jah. And I said, the thing is that, number one, you can tell them about God, but they have no understanding of who he is. And the reason why they turn away is because, number one, is, and I always say this when I pastor my church, I said this. I said, if I want to join a religion, I'll join a gang. They start laughing because I said, number one, it's not about you a Christian, not because you apostolic or you Methodist and all you Baptist. No. He never talked about that. He talked about a relationship.
Right, exactly.
See, that's why they're walking away, because you're serving them, you got to be a Baptist and you got to be an apostolic and you got to be church and all the front. No. That's no. He, the Most High, came preaching a relationship. This is what the Bible is about, a relationship. You know, it's about a partnership.
Right.
Is it not?
Right.
Because when David, a prophet, a poet, a musician, a songwriter, he was tending sheep. He was out there in the field minding his own business, you know. And he said, when he said, the Lord is my shepherd, he was talking about a relationship.
Yeah, that's what
he
was.
You know, he's talking about a connection. Is it not?
Right.
And so
that's
why a lot of young people are walking away, because, you know, they say they don't want no religion. They don't want. They don't sell me no religion. It's like they've been sold a religion. It's like you somebody selling me some Air Jordan and I'm paying $300, and if I go to China, they've been made for $1. So they don't want that. They don't want religion.
Yeah, they don't understand
the
value
the
of it. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They want the truth. Mm-hmm. They want to know who they are. What is my identity in that Bible? What is my true identity in that Bible? What role do my identity play in that Bible? Your identity in that Bible is history.
Right, exactly. It goes right down to history. Do you know something that you said that? Because I am a PK. And the Old Testament was so boring to me growing up.
Okay.
Because I didn't know how to connect the old with the new. And my father was profound in the word, don't get me wrong, but to me, the relationship of establishing, why did I have to listen to Adam and Eve, Noah, and what King David did, and how does that have to do with the New Testament? I could never merge the two until later in life when I began to study the word myself. Like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not to be shamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it's just like a kid in school. You can send him to school, but until he comes to find out what the principle of going from, you know, this subject to this subject, because to be honest with you, they see no connection between that and them growing up.
In their day-to-day
life. Yeah. Until they get out of school, and then you start reflecting back what you should have learned to get to where you're going now. So it makes your heart, it makes your way much harder, because what you should have learned and had really got under your belt, you know, the principles of life, and that's what they're missing now. The normal principles of life, you know, just being courteous, just saying thank you, just saying can I help you, or just saying hello in the morning. All these things are principles of life that will get you to the next step to where you're going. I don't care how smart you are. You can walk in a building, and if you're not courteous, you don't have a foot to stand on, because nobody want to deal with you. Your attitude is wrong. And you might have your degree, but they would choose someone over you because you don't have the foundational principles in a workforce. So it is with our kids. They don't have the foundation principles to keep them. The Bible says that they're wiser but weaker. So the next generation is wiser, but they're weaker. They can't stand pressure. They can't stand the truth. Because so much, they're wiser. They're only wiser because of what's being revealed to them. Television, the music that they hear, you know.
But they have more access to information. They have more access to information, so they are wiser. Mm-hmm. They can Google anything. They can go on the internet and find the information. But that information that they find touches their intellect, but it doesn't necessarily touch their spirit.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the Lord was telling me, never defend the truth, because the truth will defend itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I can test to y'all is because people will fight you and rebel against you because of the truth. And that's what it is. Prime example, when I go to Oakland and I go preach and prophesy out there, my spiritual mother always tell me that my grandkids, they run from you. And they tell me they come out in Oakland, say there ain't no true prophets out here in Oakland. And I was like, wow, because I preached and prophesied out in California City, Center the Entertainer. He got an auntie that I preached for all the time. And I did a revival for Patel. She's out there, and she said, my own nephew, because he could help me. He don't even help me know nothing. And and when I went out there in California City, you know, in the middle of nowhere, it was standing room only, young people. And one young man I preached and prophesied to told him he got life in prison right now. He told me everything you told him came to pass. So young people that's out there, as you were saying, that Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Young Jeezy, YG, Kendrick Lamar, they got the grip of the young people. And not only the grip of the young people is that the difference is if me or you tell the young people the truth, somebody come along, put a bag of weed in their hand, they're gonna run with it. Anything they tell them, they're gonna believe it. See? But if you put God's word in their hand, they're gonna run from it. You say, turn from your wicked ways. The Lord says, stop what you're doing. They're not trying to hear that because they're so caught up in an illusion. MTV, the Kardashians, and that housewife, and all that bunch of crap.
The reality shows.
Yeah,
right.
It's an illusion. It's a joke. And keeping up with the Kardashians got the minds of these young women, and they thinking that they got to be Kim Kardashian. But see, a lot of people don't know the real story behind that. You know what I'm talking about? It's all That family is out to make money, and they play on their stupidity. So they know what they're doing. It's marketing. It's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
See? But when you tell them the truth, they don't want to hear the truth because they know the truth is going to set you free.
Right.
See? The truth is going to break the chain off their hand and off their feet, off their mind. You're talking about
right.
Dr. Carter G. Woodson said in his book, Miseducation of the Negro, he said, if a man can control your thinking, he ain't got to tell you to go through a back door. He said your nature would demand a back door.
Right, exactly.
So I wouldn't be surprised, Pastor Brown, who your father was. I wouldn't be surprised, but he raised you right. That's all I'm going to say to you. He did raise you right.
Well, thank you. He did an awesome job. It's six of us. And it was hard. It was hard.
What's your name of your father?
My father was Ella Perry Brown, and he pastored. And on 104th and Broadway. And do
you know
we're talking about history. Now, my father, when he stopped pastoring, the church was still there. I go by there every now and then just to go in the neighborhood. And the church is gone. It's almost like they're talking about history. It's a house, and I passed it several times, thinking, man, all the times we stepped in there, you know, to worship, to and just to do things, and it said, wow, that's history. In my mind, you can never erase it because if we look at the buildings. Or facilities that we're in, and those are tangible things. But history is something that cannot be erased. When you find what history does, it'll change your. You don't know where you're going until you know where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're looking at today. You got to know where the urban community has come from and what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
For you to hold on to where we're trying to take you to.
Mm-hmm.
When you understand that, then you know why this is such a huge, phenomenal breakthrough for us and for us to accomplish our goal with Punch TV Studio. You understand it, and that's the message we're putting out and want to get to the pastor. That's why we're calling pastors, sending them emails. I ask people when they start investing, so what church do you go to? Who's your pastor? Well, I need to get your number, and I need to use you to get into that door because I want him on my show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ask anyone that's on our show to do that for us. You can just call our number at 310-419-5914 and say, I heard the show on the pastors for Punch TV Studio, and I'm Pastor So-and-so, and I want to come on the show. And then we'll connect with you, get your bio, and get your picture, and bring you on our show, and we're going to talk to you about some things that are going on in your neighborhood and get you on board to be one of our investors. Is that what we're going to do, Sharifa?
Absolutely. That's what we do all day, every day here at Punch TV Studios. Now we're about 7 minutes away from us ending today's show. So what we're going to do, pastors, if you have any final words, anything you like to say, anything you like to share, if you'd like to invite people out to your church, we're going to give you a few minutes.
No, if anybody that wants to contact me, they can contact me at my direct cell phone number, area code 323-302-7322. They contact me directly. But I wanted to say, and we're going on record to say, Pastor Brown and my dear other sister, I do appreciate y'all. I love y'all's spirit, and I commend y'all for what y'all do. And this is not by no coincidence, but this is by divine purpose. And the prophetic word I want to leave with y'all is a divine setup.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
God is setting y'all up. He's setting y'all up. He's setting you up for a miracle. He just set you up. It's a setup.
I receive that.
Don't even don't even try to explain it to people no more, because people think y'all crazy, said God. But God said, don't even explain yourself no more. Don't explain yourself. It's a setup. It's a setup. He set you up. Y'all like Joseph in the pit. Oh, God. But he took Joseph to the palace. God is saying it's a setup. He told me to encourage both of you. It's a setup. It's a setup. Because there's a miracle behind the setup.
Wow.
God, I thank you. I thank you for thank your presence, God. It's a setup. I'm telling you, it's a setup. He's setting y'all up. Y'all at the right place at the right time. Making no mistake about it.
Wow.
You don't know who you get made to encounter. You got to remember, Jeremiah was in the potter house. But there was a miracle in the potter house. He's going to put you on display. God Almighty. You don't know what God going to put in that punch bowl. You don't know what he's going to put in there. People looking at the bowl, they think that bowl is empty.
It's not.
They're only looking at it for their natural, but you look at your spiritual eye, that bowl is full of punch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the punch is nothing but God's prophetic word. He said, allow your critics to think that the bowl, that their punch bowl is empty with their natural eye. But people that got the spiritual eye, they know it's prophetically full.
You said that punch bowl.
That punch bowl is sitting out there. It's a setup. It's like you can't give a banquet. You can't give a banquet if you ain't got no punch bowl out there.
Right, okay.
Because the punch bowl is the main attraction to the banquet.
Right.
Yes.
Because before folks eat, they got to have some punch, the drink.
Yes.
Okay.
And God wants you to look at it. That's a prophetic perspective of it. God, because I see it. I see the bigger picture. It's bigger, Collins. It's bigger. It's bigger. He got $1 billion in the spirit. He's pregnant with it. But it's going to come to pass. He's going to fulfill his dream. He's getting ready to fulfill. God is saying he's pregnant. Because he's getting ready to meet a billionaire. Watch what I tell you. Let me be a lie. Let God's word be true. He's getting ready to meet a billionaire. That's why he's running to so many people. It blows his mind.
Right.
Because he want to get to that billionaire.
Oh.
And God is just setting him up. He's setting him up.
So he's going to meet him?
His biggest investment. He ain't going to meet him. This is going to be his biggest investment.
Amen.
He's got a lot of ideas in that mind. He got a lot of ideas in his mind. He come up with so much stuff. His mind. People ask him, man, where you get all this stuff from, man? Where you get these ideas from? He's a visionary. He's got a global vision. It's deep. Y'all think Bill Gates is something. Pastor Joseph Collins' mind is deeper than what folks think. So I commend y'all. I love y'all. I appreciate it, but I had told him. When y'all get a chance, look up www.1diamondsolutions.com. That's Ella Diamond Mosley. Look at that's her website. Awesome young lady. Awesome. And tell Pastor Joseph Collins, can he put this on Facebook? I can reach more pastors. I got a lot of all my friends are pastors on my Facebook. If he could put this show on there, it will be good. If you put this show on there, so they can get in contact.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do, because we're running out of time, I would love, and believe me, I would love to speak more. But I have your number. I have your contact information. What I'm going to do, again, this is Sharifa in the marketing department in Punch TV Studios, is I'm going to reach out to you personally a little later and see if I can get you any flyers, any collateral, anything that you need in order to be able to share it on your Facebook. And however, if you want to email it or anything that we can do, even have Joy come out or whatever. I don't know where you are because Joy going to be traveling. We already got the word, so we might just have to send her to your church.
Pastor Collins, but, Pastor Collins, I just a friend requested him on his Facebook page. I'm waiting for him to friend requested him. So once he do that, then he can put it on there that I can connect it with on my Facebook page.
Awesome. We will take care of that personally. So again, Pastor, we would love to thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Pastors for Punch TV with host Joy Brown. Wish I had more time. But what we're going to do is we're going to invite everyone to tune in tomorrow. We had a wonderful show yesterday. Today's show is even better. Tomorrow means that it has to be even more amazing. We're just topping ourselves. So we are out of time, but I would be remiss not to give our host a few minutes to go ahead and close out the show. Ms. Joy, take us out.
Yes, it's been an awesome hour listening, being filled with the word, just one word from the Lord, word that went off today. Did not expect it, but it was timely. And we appreciate you tuning in and just share with anybody you know on your Facebook. Share it at your church. Let them know that Punch TV Studio is doing some great, phenomenal things and history has been made. And we are in the midst of an IPO. So if you know someone that's looking to do an investment, let them know all they need to do is call our number, 310-419-5915, and there will be someone there to open up that door for them to make that investment. And, again, thank you for joining us on the Pastors of Punch TV, and we'll see you on tomorrow the same time.